We're reading chosen excerpts about the duty to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're in excerpt number 14. Excerpt 14 from the introduction to the book Panim Meirot Umasbirot, number 22. One does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain. Again, one does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain. Questions. I'd like to ask a general question about dissemination, because this is what we're talking about. Yesterday I felt you, and I also heard from you that you feel helpless in this, in our general dissemination.
Look, for better or for worse, we are charged only according to how much we can disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to all of humanity, and I don't see any real progress in that. Or maybe so, we are, but such small measure that I can't see that we're going to receive any advancement for that. We can advance only if we pull people behind us, and if we don't, then why should we advance? So we'll be even further ahead compared to those who are coming behind us, compared to the masses of the people or all of humanity. And that's why I'm very concerned. What's happening with us? What's happening with humanity? With the general correction we have to do? What Baal Sulam writes, and what the other Kabbalists are writing. We see here Degel Machane Ephraim of Cook and others. I don't know what to do. I'm concerned. And I see that I cannot convey my concern to the students. A large part of them is doing what is needed, but it's not enough. We need to look for more and more opportunities each time. The exertion here is the true exertion. When you awaken each and every kli, each and every soul, even the smallest, this remains in the system and is recorded on your account.
What is this approach we sometimes hear from you, that you should do as much as you can, and you also should let the Creator keep on doing it?
Of course that's how it will be, but it's not like I'm saying, let it go, you've done enough. No. As it's written, the Creator will finish the job for me, but He will finish it. But how much do I need to do so before He finishes? That's the question.
How do you measure the result if your approach is do whatever you can and the Creator will complement, He'll put it into the system and develop and continue?
I need to do everything that depends on me. How long will that end? The Creator will constantly continue my labor. As much as I start, He will finish, but I have to be ahead of Him.
How can we go into every house in Israel, every house in the world, every ear of any person in this world?
First of all, with our desire, our will. And if there is a will, it will succeed. From the will, from the desire, we begin to think how we truly reach the heart of every person. Make him someone who's not only following us, but actually becoming an ambassador.
Tochnit
Because the plan is simple. Today, in our plan, we're extracting humanity from all the problems. Coronavirus is only the start. We're now going to have waves of famine and other diseases and other helplessness and abuse and you name it. We need to prevent those things that will surely come, because you see that if we're not pulling humanity upwards, it deteriorates downwards.
And how should our exertion come to be now?
We have to explain what's going on. We have to explain what's happening. What is this coronavirus doing? Where are we headed? What do we need to get to according to the plan of creation? That we have no other choice but to advance. We see from our history, we can't do anything different or opposite. We can only ease the following, the coming stages. And if we are not going to go there, the forces of nature are going to push us there. That's it.
And that's something we don't do enough the way you feel it.
We see it today, especially, and I'm happy that we see it on ourselves. There's this fogginess on all of Bnei Baruch.
How can dissemination aid the fogginess, or how does the fogginess relate to dissemination?
We understand what's going on with us. If we won't work for humanity. I see that in a family, let's say mommy's sick, she's got a flu or something, and children, she has small children, and they're crying, and they're demanding. So what, she won't get up? She gets up. Why? Because there's no one else to take care of them. That's it. We are in the same situation with humanity. Humanity is crying. We need to provide everything it needs to it. So even though we are out of energy, we have to nevertheless get up and take care of them.
One more question. Apropos a mother that wakes up and takes care of her children, there's a question by women. What is the role of women in dissemination? How can they help us break through?
I'm getting these questions every day, each time from the women's group for years. What is the women's part? There is no part. There's everything. So I don't want to work with them and take care of them, because they only ask. And they ask the same. But I get the impression that other than questions, there's nothing there. I don't think this is so. They're doing some great work. But don't ask what is the women's part. Women, men, everyone must do. Not that they want me to say the women's part is great and you're excellent and you're so special. Who needs it? Who needs all those these pretty words? Haven't we matured enough through the wisdom of Kabbalah to understand that the reward needs to be elsewhere? Not that we're going to talk to them like to retarded children. Let's continue.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Rav, как мы сегодня выяснили, мы идем по пирамиде. Вверху есть.
Rav, the way we scrutinize today, we're going like a pyramid. Above there's Bnei Baruch. After that, there's an educational system. Then You have all the iceberg below, the humanity that you have to lead to the Creator. Today, our resources are sufficient for the upper part only. Where can we take the resources to take care of everyone?
We don't need anything. I hear that we need a lot of money to advertise our messages through all the media. Let's do everything we can do, and the Creator will finish the job for me. But let's have each and every friend do everything possible, wherever possible. He's reposting in different places from our reporters, our writers. Not long articles like they write. A small excerpt and a small idea out of it to show our presence everywhere. Not ours, but our ideology, because each one is writing under his own name. But show that the same idea is popping up in different places.
Latin 7.
Buen día, Rab. Sé que estamos en diferentes épocas.
Good morning. I know that these times are different. It's a different time. But what can we learn from the example of Rabbi Akiva that didn't have the means we have? He didn't have anything, but he could collect 24,000 students. Can we learn from his example something? Thank you.
No, back then, these were different times. I'm not Rabbi Akiva, and you're not his student. And we're also operating in different times. We are making actions that are closer to the end of correction. That's why they're more difficult. We'll do as much as we can, and we'll succeed. But we shouldn't take examples from such times and some such instances that where we have no understanding of their true meaning and height.
We have a Zoom meeting every day with our 10. Now we read an excerpt and we ask a question. My question is, should we add inspirational words about dissemination? Should we talk about impressions about the group and all these things in order to cause us to disseminate more in the tent? Should we talk about it in our Zoom meeting or just to read an excerpt and ask a question?
You can talk about whatever you want. I never told you not to do it.
No, because some friends, the moment I started talking about dissemination, they said, no, Rav said, just an excerpt and a question.
No, you can. Dissemination is such a necessary thing for our advancement that it's worthwhile talking about it. Moscow 1.
Включилось, Рав. Вопрос такой. У человека вот с точки зрения распространения сейчас принципиально, как мне кажется, вот две возможности. Одна возможность.
Regarding dissemination, it seems a principal matter. Now, there are two things to do. The first is to write something on your own, generate materials, teach. That's something you have to do. It's really beneficial for the work and for the internal development. But if you think about dissemination, maybe you'll have 10 or 100 readers. If you're really good, maybe a bit more. Or what we could do is to disseminate Rav's materials, especially the videos. You have some videos with millions of views. Maybe internally it's not so beneficial like as to write for yourself, but in dissemination it's really helpful. So can you direct us?
I don't understand anything about it. I also never saw these videos, but take me and do what you want out of me. Sit me down. Tell me to, you know, do it this way, do it that way. I'll do whatever you want. You can shoot it and upload it. I'm ready. Use me however you want. I know nothing of how to manage those things, direct them or disseminate them.
No, Rav, I want to be precise here. That's clear what you said, but the question is more about how much effort should one exert to write on his own, to pass on the message on your own. It's not really beneficial if you think about how many people will see it, but it really changes the person himself. It gives him an understanding. That's my question. Hey, of course, your clips have many views and we have to disseminate them, but how much should a person make the effort to pass on this material through himself?
I think that the number of people who are impressed by this idea is more important. The number of people is more important. If it's from me, it's from me. If it's from you, it's for you. The important thing is to have the largest number of people. This is what's important about mass dissemination. But don't do something that can work only here in Bnei Baruch Petach Tikva. You can prepare clips, a clip, and you can call me and we'll talk and you'll shoot it and we can upload it. Don't wait for others to do it. Don't wait for the archive team. Do it. I'm willing to be with you. That's it. I'm saying it to everyone. Don't wait for our video department.
Moscow 4. Rav, вот еще хотел уточнить.
Rav, I wanted to elaborate. I'm also concerned about not having many people to teach and to give them courses. My question is it correct that our goal shouldn't be 100 or 1,000 people coming to us, but rather we have to think about the thousands, the tens of thousands and the hundreds of thousands and how we can take care of all these people?
I don't understand anything about it. Do what you need to do, period. Stop asking me things that are beyond my range of understanding. It's your work.
Для более широкого распространения значимости науки Каббала в народных массах и среди научной интеллигенции как
teacher, in order to substantially disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah outside and especially with the intelligent people and leaders, would it be more beneficial to draw scientists so that they can research the method of Bala Sulam and Rabash?
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. And I don't know if it's producing the right reaction or not. It seems to me like a long, arduous path. A big detour, but try it. I think that scientists for now cannot be interested in that. Maybe now after the coronavirus and the time that's coming upon us, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be a time of unemployment, helplessness, lack of resources, money, food. We don't know how to get along with those problems. Maybe now is the time where we can approach scientists. But the question is, will the masses respect those scientists? That's a question. Scientists today are not held in high regard.
You see, even now, during the time of the virus.
Excerpt number 15 from the letters of Rav Kook. Have strength, my friend, to shine the light of the wisdom of the hidden in the world. Now the days are nearing when everyone will recognize and know that the salvation of Israel and the salvation of the whole world depends only on the emergence of the wisdom of Kabbalah in clear language.
In short, try and disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah in clear language throughout the world. That's our goal. And Rav Kook writes about it, writing about it. He was the head rabbi, the chief rabbi, and he was friends with Baal Sulam. Next.
16. From the teaching of the Kabbalah and its essence by Baal Sulam. I am glad that I've been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask how I know that it is permitted, I will reply that it is because I've been given permission to disclose. That is, until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word have not been revealed to any sage. And I, too, have sworn by my teacher not to disclose, as did all the disciples before me. However, this oath and this prohibition apply only to those manners that are given orally from generation to generation, back to the prophets and before. Had these ways been revealed to the public, they would have caused much harm for reasons known only to us. Yet, the way in which I engage in my books is a permitted way. Moreover, I have been instructed by my teacher to expand it as much as I can. We call it the manner of clothing the matters. You will see in the writings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that he calls this way giving permission. And this is what the Creator has given to me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Shmuel was worthy, etc., but his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with a manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation.
You remember how we said that we don't know exactly how to disclose it or not with Plato and Aristotle. This exactly complements these things. He said that he revealed it in such a way that there is no problem to disclose it to everyone, the wisdom of Kabbalah, and on the contrary, it's extremely beneficial.
Moscow 5.
Tell us, please, what are these things that are orally passed from one generation to the next from the prophets that we cannot tell them?
That's a study Lishma, learning Lishma. Today we can talk about openly, learning Lishma. And also, it's for those who understand, and those who don't understand, these things sound abstract and vague. They don't understand it. The prohibition exists only on Lishma. Moscow 7.
Rav, a question to continue what Patapov asked you previously. For example, during the day, maybe I can write one tweet. I can write it in Bulgarian, 1,000 people will read it. In Russian, maybe 1,000 people. And if I write it in Spanish, maybe 5,000 people will read it. According to what you said, I should be concerned about the quantity?
Yes, first of all, the quantity. Item 17.
Item 17 from Likutei Halachot. There is the medium between the general worlds and the Creator, which is the Israeli soul.
The one who yearns from the world to the Creator.
Which is very sublime in its root, and it's a true divine part, and it's the medium and the connector between the general worlds and the Creator.
On the one hand, man is in this world, on the other hand, he yearns for connection with the Creator.
And by it, the abundance and the sustenance and the existence is extended to all the worlds, and this is why everything depends on Israel.
The one who aims himself from this world towards the Creator. Questions? PT 31.
Rav, due to your advice about writing, I started to write, even though I had many resistances, and I have to say that this writing changed me a lot.
It makes you develop, right?
Yes, very much, very much. I developed and something inside let go, and it lets you perceive everything really differently, a great change. What I wanted to ask was, during this whole lesson, we were talking about questions, problems in life, and disturbances. What's the difference between the problems a person who's dedicating himself to dissemination, what he experiences, as opposed to the rest?
A person who works in dissemination is already in bestowal. Even if he's not thinking so high up, doesn't matter. His actions are in dissemination. He's pushing all of humanity toward the Creator. He's pulling everyone towards the Creator. He's making a connection through himself between the whole world and the Creator. This is something completely different. He is called Adam, the one who resembles the Creator. That's why man, woman, it doesn't matter. We need only that. Disseminate the method of connection as a remedy for all the blows that are about to come to us. Okay? Latin 4, and we'll conclude.
Latin 4. Don Raf, ¿cuál es el criterio más importante que debe tener en cuenta un grupo o una persona para hacer?
What's the most important criterion that a group has to have or a person in order to disseminate?
The most important criteria is that he's doing it for the benefit of humanity. Even if it's not for the sake of the Creator, because maybe he's not certain about it, it's a vague concept, but for the sake of humanity, for the benefit of humanity, that's what he needs to think about. And then it's certain that he will succeed and everyone will benefit from that info.
Yes, hello friends. We're going to have a report about today's schedule. We're going to meet at 10 a.m. live with Rav and Simeon Vinokur. Please pay attention. This program will be on Sviva Tova. It's translated, but it's not on Facebook. After that, 10:45 until 11:45 will be broadcasted live via Facebook. If you connect through Facebook, it really helps us to continue. There's a regular day, 1:30, a recorded lesson of the preface, and 6 to 7 live from lecturers, a lesson. That's our schedule. Let's sing a song.
Le Quante volte ho tentato di vivere in un mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, אדם רע לשלום בך. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, אדם רע לשלום בך. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo, brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, אדם רע לשלום בך. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, אדם רע לשלום בך. Stagione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai verai, le malachai verai, le malachai achai verai, adabra la shalom ba. Le malachai verai, למען החי ורעי, למען החי ורעי, למען החי, החי ורעי, אדם רע לשלום.